We thank everybody for coming and part of our study today. We have next week, next few weeks, we'll be dealing with, we're in the beginning of seasons, of holiday seasons. People are doing lots of different things. So, we finished last week in reference to the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah, which is the Holy Spirit, which is governed. So Yahweh, the Bible says, Yahweh Elohim is light, and in him is no darkness at all. He that saith he know him and walk in darkness lies. Okay? So the light is the law of Yahweh, the law of the Spirit of life. Okay? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives life, and that life is the light of men. Okay? So if we are walking with Yeshua in the light, okay, we're walking according to his law. So there are two laws that we have to look at: the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah, which we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. That law, so the Holy Spirit is governed by the law of Yahweh. Yahweh is governed by the law of Yahweh. Yeshua is governed by the law of Yahweh. All of them are governed by Yahweh's law. There's laws in heaven, and they're the laws of Yahweh. The same laws for man, okay? Same one for laws for the angels. There's laws, and so these laws we cannot just violate. So when he says that we are no longer under the law, the question you should immediately ask is, what law is he referring to? So, he cannot be referring to the law that governs him. Okay, so he's not referring to the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah, which have made me free from the law of sin and death. Not referring to that one. It's referring to the law that we are made free from. But the law of the Spirit of life have made me free from the law of sin and death. So that's what the Bible is talking about. Let's read it. Romans chapter 8. Just so that we can all be on the same page, you know what I mean? I had someone call me, told me that they were confused. They thought the law was the, how can you be under either law? The law of the Spirit and the law of the Spirit of Yahweh and the law of disobedience, right? These two laws are contrary. You can't be under, you're under one or the other. You can't be under both. And the person said, the woman said that she did not understand that. That wasn't clear. So I'm going to have to go back through that aspect again. I knew the stuff we were covering was heavy. We knew that. We knew that the stuff was not going to be easy for anybody if you're not familiar with all of these different things, which is okay, because that's what this whole thing is about, us exploring and learning and developing. Notice what it says. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Yeshua the Messiah, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now notice what it says. For the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah have made me free from the law of sin and death. Okay, so here in verse 2, it makes it crystal clear. And I'm going to leave out what type of law it is. So notice if I read it, look how confusing it can be. For the law hath made me free from the law. Okay, what does that mean? The law made me free from the law. What law are you talking about? Well, the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah. So it's describing that law, the law of the Ten Commandments, the law of Yahweh, the law of the Spirit of life, okay, has made me free from the law of sin and death. So he tells you what law he's referring to that we are no longer under. It says that ye are free from the law, that you are no longer bound by the law. Okay? So it's talking about the law of sin and death. So please, let us not get these confused. Okay? So in one verse, it has two laws. They're not the same law. If it didn't describe what law it was talking about, then you would really be confused. Like I read, for the law has made me free from the law. And you would be saying, what did they talk about? What law? How can... And so this is the mistake that the European pagan Christian world has fallen into. They believe all of these laws is the Ten Commandments. And so the reason why they don't want to keep the Ten Commandments is because they have made void the law of Yahweh through their traditions. That's what the Bible says. Yeshua told his disciples that, that they make void the law of God through their traditions. The tradition of men make void the law of God. So that's what they have done. You know, the churches today, most of them keep Sunday. There's no Sunday. There's nothing in the Bible that tells you to keep Sunday. Only the Pope told you to keep Sunday. And so you can be a Protestant, you can be whoever, and if you keep Sunday, you're not following the book. Okay? And they say, well, the book says that we're not under the law. So we can keep any day we want. We can do whatever we want. No, you can't do whatever you want because you can't be because you have to under somebody's law, the law of your husband. So if you're under the law of your husband, okay, if your spiritual father is Satan, then you are you have the spirit of disobedience. So you are following, you're under the law of sin, okay, which leads to death. If you are following Yahshua, the Messiah, then you are under, as we read, for the law of the spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah. So then you would have the law of the spirit, the Ten Commandments, leading you. So the Sabbath is included in that. Okay, he gave that to man. It's not the Jewish Sabbath. He did not give it to the Jews. He gave it to Adam. If you go back and read on the creation, and he said, and Yahweh rested the seventh day. Not the Jews rested the seventh day. They didn't say that. Because they got nothing to do with Judaism. Okay, it had nothing to do with any of that. The European pagan Judaism today has nothing to do with what is going down. So, okay, because it all teaches white supremacy. That's the bottom line. So, let's keep going. Now, today we are going to be looking at a very special thing that I have heard and saw. This was in, where did we see this? We saw this in the movie, The Great Debate. And I hope all of you have seen the movie, The Great Debate, because The Great Debate is a very important movie. Now, if you haven't seen it, see it, please. The Great Debate. Get the video. Now, in this video, they say, they sing the song, My Soul is a Witness. Yeah, My Soul is a Witness of what is going on to me, what has gone on to my forefathers, what is going on to my children, what is going on to our inheritance and to our lifestyle. Yes, our soul is a witness. Amen. Now, so our soul witnesses of what is going on. So when they are brought before the judgment seat of Yahweh, the Europeans, through trickery, will be unveiled. And our soul would have been a witness to these destruction, the miseducation, and all the things, the social engineering that they have done. So, may Yahweh give us the strength and the wisdom to do his work. That's our prayer to Yeshua. The work that we have to do. What is this work? Well, as we can see here, that when we're talking about the law of sin and death, the law of the spirit of life, as you can see, this is not simple stuff. But this is very important to us. So, we pray that Yahweh will give us the strength to do this work. And the wisdom. How do I galvanize a people who have been brainwashed to believe that they are Gentiles when they are the original Hebrews? How can you tell the people who call themselves European Jews, that they are not the descendants of Abraham or any biblical character, that they've been duped. How do I tell the Africans in the African diaspora that they are the 12 tribes of Israel? How do you go about this? May Yahweh give us the wisdom and the strength and fortitude to speak such words. Now, when I was a child, and this is how we have to look at it, we are children when we're born into the spiritual world, and we claim that we're following the denominations and following the churches. That's when we're a child. That means when you go through that stuff, they're teaching you brainwashing stuff of white supremacy. They're teaching you their teachings. They are not breaking down the word. And so, because they don't have the spirit to do that, okay, most of them are busy making money. They'll tell you that we run a business here, man. Okay? I never heard Yeshua talking like that. I do remember that when he was there, that he cast out the money exchangers out of his house. Okay? So would he do that today? Yes. I believe he would do that today. Okay, so we are children when we grow up in that environment. Then we have to grow up out of that environment. And then we become men. So when I was a child, amen now, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. Now think about that. When I was a child, I spake as a child. And you children speak. Okay, children rehearse back what they've been taught. So if you're in school, whatever your teacher says, you repeat it back. Okay, so that's what your school. You repeat back what your parents tell you. You don't know how to do research. You don't know how to study. You don't know how to investigate these truths and things to see if they are so. And so that's what, when we grow up into men and women in Yeshua, then that means that we're off the sincere milk of the word, as Paul puts it in the book of Hebrews. When you ought to be teachers, you have need that they teach you the fundamentals of the faith. Understanding the people of the Bible and who they were is the baby C's of the Bible. If you don't understand that, you can be for sure that all this other stuff that you're learning is none and void. So, you're still a child. When I was in these denominations, in these organizations, that's what I was a child. I listened to what they said. I read what they said. I repeated back what they said. Then I was a teacher. So I taught and I thought I had it down, Revelation and Daniel. I would repeat after them, regurgitate, find out I was miseducated. Miseducated myself and my people were being miseducated. Excuse me. Yahweh showed me in 1988. You hear? 1988. I have been teaching since 1976 the word of Yahweh. So for 10 years, I was lost teaching the tradition of men. Then he woke me up like he knocked Paul off his horse. Said, yo, brother, why does thou kick against the prick? What is your problem, Emmanuel? What is your problem? I said, yo, this is what I was taught. He said, yes, why I'm pulling you out. That you might be able to become a man. Now I need you to go back and restudy everything. And I had to go back and restudy everything. Not from the Eurocentric Christian pagan religious viewpoint, but from a biblical viewpoint and the Holy Spirit leading and guiding me. When I was a child, I spake as a child. That's what I did. I understood as a child. I understood what they told me. And I thought as a child, only could think what they were programming me to be. But when I became a man, amen, I put away childish things. Everything that's childish. So now I had to grow up and learn how to do research. Now I knew how to do research because I'm an engineer. So we did research. I studied under the Howard University, got my bachelor's, my master's, 88. I already had it. So I already knew how to study. I already knew how to investigate. He said, now use these skills as useful. Skill and restudying the scriptures, and that's what I did. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. My audience, I believe we are the most privileged people in America because we have the most important job in America. Bringing true education to our young people and old. We must impress upon our people that there will be difficulties we face. We must defeat them. We must do what we have to do is preach the word, teach, expose. In order to do what we want to do, live for Yeshua, understand truth. That's what we want to do. But we have to be unbrainwashed to do that. True education is the only way. The way out of ignorance. And that's what I was. To this point, I was ignorant. The way out of darkness. I was in the pitch darkness of this world. True education is the only way out. The way out of ignorance. The way out of darkness. Into the glorious, magnificent, marvelous life. And that's what we are going to be looking at this day. So, what we're going to do is take a break to hear from our sponsors and meditate on what we have to say.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You scared a failure. You scared somebody gonna tell you no. You scared that it won't work. Now my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you all for returning back with us. When we had mentioned the scripture, it was in 1 Corinthians Chapter 13, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 reads as follows. When I was a child, I spake as a child. That means you only could repeat, regurgitate what others have told. I understood as a child. I did not think on my own. I just followed what Master was telling me. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I did. Said it. I put away childish things. Okay, so now you have the text of what we read to you today. As I said, we are talking about what? My soul is a witness. What is my soul a witness to? My soul is a witness to everything that is going on. No matter what others might say that this is not true, that this is not going on. Yes, this is true. This is what's going on, and we need to understand what we're talking about. Now we pray that everything we have been able to share so far, you've been able to see and understand. As I mentioned, someone already mentioned to me that they did not follow what I was saying in reference to the law. That you only can be under one law. the law of the spirit of life, or the law of the spirit of this world. The law of the spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah has made me free from the law and in death. Okay, we read the scripture to you. And so, now the question is, the Bible says, my people, and he didn't say the world, that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What are we destroyed for? Now, some people would believe that ignorance is bliss. Let me tell you, ignorance means that you're walking in darkness and you do not see the marvelous light of Yeshua himself. Now, that's in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And this is where we are today, most definitely. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's what I've been saying. Miseducation has brainwashed us to the point that we are just killing each other. We don't even know head from tail. And we're running after the mighty dollar of the American dream. That's all. This is a dream. Wake up. Thou that speakest, and arise from the dead, for thy light is come, and the light of the word of Yahweh has come to you. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. We rejected what? Knowledge. Okay? So you think that you get knowledge out here? You ain't getting no knowledge from these churches, from these organizations, that ain't even happening. We have rejected knowledge. Just as ancient Israel did. So Yahweh says, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. See, we are supposed to be a nation, a righteous generation, a generation, a nation of priests and kings. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. So that is why we are sitting under the teachings of what we call Christianity, or European pagan Christianity, what I call it. We sit under their feet at their deception and lies. So the Bible says, why? Seeing thou hast forsaken the law of thy God. So there we go. We have forsaken the law of Elohim. So we don't follow the health law and nail to the cross. At least that's what we've been saying. We don't keep Sabbath because that's been nailed to the cross. We don't do anything except what white supremacy is holding. Now, he says that we have forsaken his law. So they were not made a league with Yahweh to be his people. Okay, the Gentiles did not. So these churches and all of them, they have no league with Yahweh. They didn't make a vow with Yahweh. Okay? He made a vow. The only people, he says, the only people that made a vow to him is Israel. They made a vow that we would serve Yahweh no matter what. And he said, if you didn't, man, I was going to reject you if you reject my law. And we have rejected his law, from health laws, such that we are getting these high diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, cancer, all of these different things. And Yahweh says that if we forsake his law, that's what he says. Seeing thou hast forgotten thy law, that Yahweh says, I will also forget thy children. And that's what we have. Our children has forgotten the ways of Yahweh. Do you remember that when we first started the studying in the Bible, when we were brought over here as slaves, we had to keep our underground religion and all of that, our Hebrew texts and all this stuff underground. And so when we met, we would meet on Sunday or whatever, and the master says, okay, you only can worship on Sunday, you can't worship on the Sabbath. So when we would get together on Sunday, because we were forced and we couldn't keep the Sabbath, then he said that he would give us his holidays and his things. And we worshiping under the dictates of slave masters. Now, if you want to, if you love living under slave master and want to believe that he is teaching you the truth, then you go on and do it. But we met and we would scheme and figure out the underground railroads were at these little places where they were scheming and trying to figure out when they're making a great escape. They would just do put on the show. The master would think that we're following his God, the love of money, and we were not. We would be studying and scheming and trying to figure out how when the next Underground Railroad coming through. So don't get caught up thinking that your parents were caught up in this. No, they were not caught up in this. We are caught up in it because we are ignorant, because we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are children, and we were told and misfed lots of misinformation. At this point, we need to take another break, and we'll be back.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody gonna tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in the bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Okay, thank everybody for coming back and being part of this study. Now, as we have said, and as we've been able to read, and we've been, you know, socially engineered to produce and be slaves to the system. So, our job is to awaken thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, for thy light is come. And this is the most important job that we have to do, is to awaken. Now, like I said, if you have any questions or concerns or things that you don't understand, please email us. Go to our website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com. No spaces. Okay, now, we had finished off last week. We've looked at six of these areas. We talked about the first one, justification. Number two was, how are we brought back or reconciled to Yahweh? Number three, how are we saved by his life? Four, what does it mean that we are free from sin? Okay, many people don't understand that. They think that it means that I'm not under the law. Okay, number five, we've covered, but some say we are not under the law of Yahweh also. Let us see what Yahweh's word says about this. And number six, the last one that we've covered, and we may go into seven, does Yahweh have a law that governs him? Yes, he does. And we were looking at number seven. We are justified by faith. And that was the end of that section. Then the next section that we're looking at is called grace. What is grace? Okay. And the first part that we look at, can a person continue in sin and grace still be in their life? Then we're looking at, are we under the law? And if not, if we're not under the law, what law are we not under? And then this was in this section under the law that we're looking at, can we be under the dominion of sin, where sin is reigning in our lives, and we still not be under the law of sin, but under grace? Now Paul says in Romans 6, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law. What law? But under grace. So you can't be under the law, not under the law, and under the law of Yahweh and under grace. Because grace is the Holy Spirit. Grace is the Holy Spirit living in us to put us under the law of life, which was in Yeshua, the Messiah. So when you read grace, just stick in the word Holy Spirit. Simple as that. But we are not under. So if we reread this, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under the Holy Spirit, under the control of the Holy Spirit. So yes, if we're not under the law of sin, because we're under the control of the Holy Spirit. And that makes it so much easier and understandable, these verses. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under the Holy Spirit? Yahweh forbid. That's what it says. Elohim forbid. Okay? So, this was what we were trying to get a grasp of. Then we looked at how do we know if we are under the law of sin or under the law of the Spirit of life, which was in Yeshua the Messiah. We covered that. Then we covered, is this one of Satan's master deceptions? So we can be tricked into believing that. We read that on the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 10 through 12. Yes, we covered all of that. Then we looked at, does the scripture go into any great detail explaining this important issue? And then the last point that we were looking at is under grace, the soul of the grace, grace section. How is that? How can we be under the law of sin? And so we ended last week with, we all receive a free gift from Adam. The gift of condemnation. We found that in Romans chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. Because of his one sin. So he gave us the law of sin, which is in our members. That's what we inherited from Adam and Eve. Because they disobeyed Yahweh, and so they were under the law of Yahweh. They were under the law of their master. And they chose, they were first under the law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah. And then they chose to follow Lucifer, and so then they became under his law. The law of sin, which dwells in our members. And that's when we had sinful flesh. And so we see the warring going on in Romans chapter 7 of us struggling, our flesh, our sinful flesh, warring against the law of our mind and bringing us into captivity to the law of sin, which is in our members. So his one sin has placed all humans under the law of sin, which is in our members, which leads to death. I hope you got that straight. Because I know people, I know this is all new, and I know it's deep. So now we're moving to the next section. So if you don't email me, you don't contact me, then I just keep moving on. Now, like I said, somebody contacted me and told me they didn't understand it, so that's why I was trying to go back over it again. So that you can see that grace is nothing but the law of the Spirit of life, which is nothing but the Holy Spirit. Nothing less. Okay, this is the question that we're trying to address now under this section. What is the law of sin? I mean, we know what the Holy Spirit is. We know what the Ten Commandments is. We know what the law of life, which was in Yeshua the Messiah. Okay. Now, what is the law of sin and death? And I know people don't explain this to you, so I can understand that. So, we're going to take one last break. And when we come back, we will have no more breaks left, and we will be able to continue this thought. So think about it. We covered a lot of stuff, but think about it. So that when we come back, you will be ready.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hana Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Thank you for coming back and being part of this study as we are into the last month of this year. Okay, what we have here? We said that we were coming back to look at what is the law of sin and death. Most people thought that whenever the Bible referred to the law, it was talking about the law of the Ten Commandments. No, there's many laws in the Bible. There's many laws in this universe. Yahweh created all of them. He created the law of sin and death, the law of sin, which leads to death. He created the law of the life, which the law of the spirit of life in Yeshua Messiah, which have made us free from the law of sin and which leads to death. We have gravity, the law of gravity. We have the law of health, and that's where clean and unclean animals come in and other different things. Variety of things. These are scripture based. We have the law of statutes and judgment and testimony, and we do have statutes and judgments that are here on the planet. Every community has statutes that you follow. So if you're going to be able to follow man's statutes, what makes you think that you can do away with Yahweh's statutes and judgments? Okay? And if you're going to be judged by man, what makes you think you're going to be judged by Yahweh? So we have got this all messed up because of the paganism teachings that we have been taught by the European pagans. Yeah. They don't know nothing about us. This is the African stuff. They don't know nothing about the African Hebrew religion that was founded with Enoch and Adam. Those were the first people. And so these teachings that that Moses received and so forth, they were already passed down. Other countries have been keeping them way before Moses came on the stage of action. Way before even Abraham was born. They were passed on from Yahweh to Adam, from Adam to his people, to Enoch, to his people, and just going on all the way down the line. So by the time it came to the time of Moses, he gave them that on stone. Because the people, lots of people had forgotten about it. But it does not exempt and mean that no one else had those laws. If you look across most of the planet, you'll find that a lot of them have similar laws, similar statutes and judgments. So these are all come from the law of Yahweh, which he gave in the beginning. Okay, let's turn to Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day, not someday after, not 930 years after, but for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So we see here the Bible, Yahweh is making very clear to Adam that he may eat of every tree of the garden freely. But there is only one in verse 17. Verse 16 says all of God you can't eat of. That's the knowledge of truth, of good and evil. And the day, the exact hour, the exact minute, the exact second when you eat it, you will die. So you might say, well, listen, brother. Adam didn't die till 930 years later. That is correct. His physical body died then. But prior to that, he was living forever. He was an eternal being. And when he ate of the tree, we ate of the tree, because these are my ancestors also. He was an Ethiopian or Nubian, as we recall. When he ate of that tree, when he disobeyed, immediately he died. So he started, the process of death started in his life. Prior to that, he was living forever. There was no death process in his body, in his life. He did not have sinful flesh. When he ate of it, we became sinful flesh, and we started to decay and demoralizing, and it took him 930 years to literally kick over. But he died, man. He died spiritually for sure, because his father became Lucifer, the god of this world, the children of disobedience. And you can tell because he was disobedient. There you go. So, and he was the father of lies. Yahweh simply set before Adam life and death. He told Adam to choose life for him and his descendants. Did you know that? That's what he told us. Right then and there. No thing in between. He told Adam to choose life for him and his descendants after him, so that his seed can dwell in the Garden of Eden with him forever. You get that? Forever. Adam chose, Adam's choice will determine everyone else's life after his. Because we are his seed. So when you have a plant, okay, the plant grows and gives forth and it has all this wonderful flowers and all that, and then it gives, goes the seed, they call it, and then dies. And that's what happened to Adam. So these seeds that come from germinate, and then they start off new branches, I mean new plants and so forth. So we're his seed. And so since he chose for us death, sinful flesh, hard times, since we are his seed, we are forever locked in that circle of sinful flesh, sinful flesh. The law of sin is simply the law that leads to death. You get that? So the spirit, the law of the spirit of life in Yeshua Messiah does not lead to death, it leads to life. But the law of the spirit, the law of sin is simply the law that leads to death. And it says, if you sin, disobey Yahweh, you will surely die. And we know we have all sinned, and so we're all condemned to die. Basically, sin leads to death and not to life. Having the spirit of disobedience leads to death, not to life. So you should not be surprised, the people who are running this planet and running America, how they were able to say and sell to the people that, hey man, we have your best interests at heart, but these black people here are half human. One eighth of a man. Not even a half of a man. One eighth. Their camels and their mules and their horses were more important to them than their slaves. Get that? So, and then you're going to tell me that this is the Bible Belt, and then you're going to tell me that they killed missionaries and they went over to bring slaves over here so that they can save them from themselves. That we have got a better life. Really? Who believes that nonsense? Except someone who is brainwashed to the max. And that's what we've been taught in training. So why would you think that a nation who's built on deception and lies and trickery Because they stole this nation from the Native Americans through trickery, through bribes, through lies. That's why they said the white man's talk in forked tongue. Yes, he talks in forked tongue. That is correct. So, why do you think he's not speaking to us in forked tongue today? He enslaved us, kept us there for all these years, said this is the Bible Belt, said the Bible taught him that. And there's no difference. He was teaching the, he's teaching what we call the labors of sin. He was egotistical. We are all egotistical beings. And the more you get, the more you want. You want $100,000 salary, then you want $1 million salary. Then you want to be a millionaire, hundreds of millions of dollars. And then you want to be a billionaire. Okay? You just keep ego, that's the ego. So it's one thing to say, okay, we in America, we're going to just enslave black people. Okay? So we enslave them. Now we need some land. So now we're going to wipe out all the Native Americans and take their land. So there is nothing that we in America have gotten that this nation has not been built on is by deception, greed, and lust. Is you think, and that's the God that you're following? Wow. The God of deception. The God of greed. The greed, that's their God. That's what it says on the dollar. And in God we trust. This God, this piece of paper, greed. So, that is interesting. That we are going to believe slave master, how he let us go slaves and this, that, and the other, and he loves us. That's why we had the civil rights movement and all the rest of that stuff. Oh man, we elected a black president, so we are not a racist, the country no more. But come on, that's all hogwash. That's all the facade. We are all sinful people. And this nation and the people who are running it, the people who are behind it, it's all over green, over money. Including the churches, ain't no different. Especially the churches like that. Okay, so we have read here that Adam and Eve had chose for us to live under the law of sin. And our spiritual father, our spiritual daddy, is Lucifer. Now, in America, we say all of these things. So, let's read on. The law is simply, the law of sin is simply the law that leads to death. And it says, if you sin or disobey Yahweh, you will surely die. Basically, sin leads to death and not to life. Only the spirit of life in Yeshua, only following the law of the spirit of life in Yeshua the Messiah leads to life, because it is the law of life. The law of the spirit of life. Since we are Adam's seed, meaning we all came from Adam, and Adam's life is tied to our lives, then when Adam chose to sin and die, he chose that for all of us coming after him on earth, we would do the same thing. So to ensure that he engulfed us, he put on us, he had us dwell in sinful flesh, where the law of sin lives. That's what Romans 7 is all about. So that's what it's talking about. This is how we have fallen from this high condition of having the spirit, the law of the spirit of life in Yeshua in us. And we have fallen from that light into darkness. Utter darkness and deception and lies and miseducation. So, it says, he chose for us, all of us, coming after him on earth. Yahweh set before Adam life and death, good and evil, blessings and curses. And Adam chose death. Evil. curses for himself and his seed, everyone who comes from his land. That is deep. That is what Adam and Eve gave to us as our forefathers. Notice Yahweh says, okay, let me give y'all another chance. Okay, let me give y'all another chance. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. So again, he is now laying out to his people the same thing he laid out to Adam and Eve. Yahweh has set before us the same thing he set before Adam and Eve's life. So he set before us life or death, good or evil. So which will we choose? Which will be our legacy? Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before thee life and death, blessing and cursing. And what does Yahweh say? Choose life. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. So, just as Adam and Eve, we were given a condition again, as African Eve, we were given the condition that, hey, for us to choose life or death, blessing or cursing, following Yahweh or following this world. Let's see. And then, depending on that, then your seed that follows you will be in the same line. Your children, your descendants, who come after you, will have an inheritance that you have passed on to them. Okay. To choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Verse 20, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20. That thou mayest love Yahweh thy Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave to him, for he is thy life. So there it is. He, what is our life? What? Loving Yahweh with all our heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Cleaving to him. Obeying his voice. For he is thy life. Who is the life? Satan is your life, the law of sin and death, or you have the law of the spirit of life, which was in Yeshua the Messiah, dwelling in you. So he is your life. He says that he's given that to us again, that we might be able to achieve. For he is our life. And the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahweh sware unto thy father Abraham, to Isaac, Jacob, to give. So this is our forefathers. He had sworn to give this to us, to me and you. Yahweh now calls heaven and earth to record today that he has set before Adam and Eve and his descendants, his seed, life and death. And he has given to us today. He's calling us, which will you choose? Follow the churches, Babylon, has fallen. Or come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh will reward her double, even as she has rewarded thee. Revelation 18. Check it out. This is the last call. Amen. Yahweh's last call. So, today, as you hear his voice, he is setting before you, what will you do? Now, I know you're going to say, well, where can I go? Where can I study? Where can I learn this stuff? But hey, get on the website, www.peopleofcolor, the numeric number 1.com, no spaces. Check it out. And get back with me. There's an email that says, email us, contact us soon. Okay? So, yes, we are most interested because we, as we start off, we told you when we started this thing that I understand as a child. And I hope you now understand. I hope you understand. You're getting deeper because you ain't no child no more. And I spake as a child, and I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Yes, my audience, I believe we are the most privileged people in America because we have the most important job in America. Bringing true education to our young and old people alike. We must impress upon our people that there will be difficulties they face. They must defeat them. We must do what we have to do. Understand this word. Fast and pray. In order to do what we want to do. Now, what do you want to do? Do you want to serve Yah? Then what do you need? True education is the way. The only way out. The way out of ignorance. We read that. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The way out of darkness into the marvelous. So he calls for you today. Heaven and earth is there to verify that this day, let it be recorded today, that Yahweh has set before you, everyone who's listening, the voice and your descendants, life and death, blessings and cursing, good and evil. Yahweh begs us to choose life. That we and our children can live in the land he has given to us and to our fathers who lived before us. So, Yahweh will have his 144,000. He will have his African diaspora. Understand that they are the African, Black African Hebrew Israelites of the Bible, the characters of the Bible. And that he will lead them back. Now the question is, are you ready to take a stand? I know it's not easy. But hey, like we have read, we must impress upon you that there will be difficulties you have to face. But you must defeat them. And the first one is, come out of her, my people. That ye be not partakers of her sins. For her sins have reached unto heaven. Churches, America, all of these reached unto heaven. We must do what we have to do. If it means come out, that's what it means. In order to do what we want to do, that's to follow Yah. No matter what. True education is the only way out. The way out of ignorance, out of darkness, out of miseducation, so that we can come into the marvelous light. If we love Yahweh with all our heart, we will obey his voice and cleave unto him. Because he is our life. He is the one that extends our days or lengthens our days on earth. So we can live in the land he swore unto Adam and Eve and his forefathers and his descendants. So please, let us contemplate what we have heard today. Let it sink deep into our minds and soul, that we might know where we are today. Yahweh, please bless us as we move throughout this day. Give us wisdom and guidance, man, for us to make these hard decisions that you have set before us, life and death, good and evil, blessing and curse. Choose life. Have your people choose life. Have them come out of Babylon, fallen. It's fallen. Revelation 18. Help us to appreciate you and your word. Help the people. They can call. They can email us. www.peopleofcolor1.com. That's www.peopleofcolor1.com. No spaces. May Yahweh bless you and keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you. And may he give you peace of mind, body, and soul. Let us not squander these hours and days that Yahweh has given to us to be his servant. Amen? And amen? And as they say, amen.